Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a columnist covering the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work in the Sun Sentinel or on the Sun Sentinel app or at sunsentinel.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Perk. And he is joining us now. Hello, Perk.
Fellas, what's up, man? I like what Mike McDaniel showed us yesterday, a little attitude, right? Running the ball in, not trying to pass it in. I like that.
So that's what you gleaned. That's interesting because we started to have that conversation. Here was my take. They get down. I'm talking about the first drive from Tua, which I thought was spectacular because I thought Tua looked like he was in midseason form, and I just feel confident when he's back there. When they get down to the goal line, Mike McDaniel, Crowder says, you say was kind of trying to make a statement. Like, hey, we're just going to jam it in here. Didn't work, but I didn't have this, I don't know, hopeless feeling like, hey, that's what would happen in the regular season. Did you?
No. I think he's trying to test out his new toy, right? You got Jonas Vaiinaia at one guard, James Daniels at the other guard. You want to see what you got there. And look, I thought on the third down, Jonah whiffed on a block, and that's fine. That's why you do this. It's the first preseason game. On fourth down, I thought Patrick Paul unnecessarily double-teamed and left Sewell to come in there untouched. But I think the attitude was there. The blocking could have been there if you get that corrected by the young guys. And I'll tell you something else. You know, you go back to the practice on Friday, or what day was practice? Friday, when Jordan Brooks and Terrell Dotson got into it. And then we hear on Teron Armstead's podcast that Jordan Brooks wanted Dotson to light up one of the Bears players, and Dotson didn't do it. He just kind of, tagged him like you're supposed to. But I thought that Jordan Brooks, I think Jordan Brooks has the right attitude. He lit up Julian Hill on the practice before they left here. He's trying to get Dotson to light this guy up, and then you see Mike McDaniel going for it down there on fourth down. So I like kind of this slant toward physicality from Jordan Brooks, from Mike McDaniel's play calling. I think to be a tough team, it's not just shoving guys around or anything. You have to have that toughness off the field, on the field, play calling. And I thought Mike McDaniel and Jordan Brooks were kind of personifying that through their actions over the last few days.
And Perk, I'm with you. Like you're saying, schematically, if they could do some different things. But you've seen it now, and also now you've seen them against another team. The draft pick, Jonah and Brewer and Daniels and all these guys, are they more physical? You're talking about they're trying to be more physical, but now you've seen it against another team. Are they more physical than the past McDaniels teams?
Yeah, I think they are. Now, would I call them a physical team? Not yet. Let's see what happens in Detroit, but I think they're more physical and they're trying to be more physical, and that's what I like to see. You know, look, Mike McDaniel, don't forget, he has this new toy with Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator. Now, I know Tyreek and Jalen Waddle didn't play, but I thought Mike McDaniel stuck to the run and more of the physicality as opposed to playing with this new toy, this new passing game, which I would have expected him to do in previous seasons. Again, I wouldn't call them a physical team at this point, but I think they're moving in the right direction. You see tendencies through players' actions and through the play calls.
What was any major position battle, Perk, answered in your mind yesterday? I mean, we all know about, backup tackle and backup guard, the backups, really the second unit on the offensive line, and then the DBs, the cornerbacks. The big question, I guess, Kendall Sheffield, is he going to end up starting? Like, was there any position yesterday or position battle in your mind that was defined through just one preseason game?
Actually, Solana, probably number one might have been backup quarterback, right? I think Quinn Ewers struggled. Both of them were under pressure. I think Zach Wilson was under more pressure as far as the pass rush, not pressure to perform. Zach Wilson was under more pressure. He didn't have a good game. Neither of them had a good game, but I thought Zach kind of stepped up a little bit more in the face of a pass rush and in the face of pressure. Now, there were those two passes to the tight end, one to Tanner Connor and one to Julian Hill, that should have been made. I mean, both of those. Come on, Zach. What are you doing there? But I thought Zach kind of put himself a little bit further ahead of Quinn Ewers. At cornerback, yeah, they you know, Storm Duck made a couple of plays. He's going to be a starter. I don't think anything else was solidified, whether it was nickel or whether it was the other boundary corner. I did think it was interesting that they started five DBs and Elijah Campbell was the fifth DB as opposed to Mike Hilton. But that's probably about it. It's a shame about Alexander Mattison, right? Because he was really having himself a good camp, and now he has the season-ending neck surgery, and so you're not going to have him. But he was one of the stars of training camp, him and Willie Gay. And now you lose Mattison. You had already lost Kader Kohou. So kind of a rough start to the training camp for the Dolphins.
What about what you saw yesterday? And I understand it's preseason game one, and you're not seeing a lot of the same guys who are actually going to be playing in meaningful games. But did you see anything where you said to yourself, oh, you know what I expected for the season? I think it's going to be better. Or conversely, did you see something and you saw, you know what? I think I may have overestimated this team. I think they're this, or is what you watched yesterday pretty much what you thought you were going to see from the Dolphins, and it kind of falls into line with who you think they are?
Yeah, it was pretty much what I thought. Right now I have them as a 9-win team, and I thought some of the successes and failures were kind of, you know, symbolic of a 9-win team. I'm very high on that front seven, on that defensive front seven, and they were only out there the starters for one series, but we did see Willie Gay get a half sack, him and Benito Jones, and then the backup edge rushers, Grayson Murphy and Derek McClendon, who have been doing good in camp, they continue to do good. It was twos against twos, you know, backups against backups, but that's fine. That's fine. They stay consistent. You know, we did see a couple of plays by some DBs. Storm Duck, I see it, made a couple of plays. But Isaiah Johnson, B.J. Adams, of course, B.J. Adams gave up the touchdown. I was bothered by the receivers running so free at times. I would like to see the coverage get tightened up a little bit. But, again, they're backups, and it's the first preseason game. So, yeah, nothing really surprised me. It's about what I thought. But special teams, I thought, looked a lot better, right? You saw the good returns. You saw the 56-yard field goal by Jason Sanders. So, give Craig Aukerman, the new special teams coach, a little credit right there. I thought they had a pretty good day.
And Perk, you were nice earlier when you said Quinn Ewers struggled. Does he need a LASIK surgeon? Dr. Lascano, what's his name, Hawk? Lascano?
Yeah, Gabriel Lascano.
Him, man, was throwing balls into the damn crowd, Perk. Like, that's not
strong. Yeah, yeah.
That Quinn, was ridiculous.
Yeah, Quinn is about to get a lot better. He's got, but, you know, it's his first game. I thought that he did a couple of good things, but the bad definitely outweighed the good for Quinn Ewers. So he's, and that's not what we've seen from Quinn in training camp to this point. He had been pretty solid, and everybody kind of describes him as a cool, collected type of guy, and we didn't see that. We saw Quinn kind of making some bad decisions out there, hurrying some passes, being off the mark on some passes. That's not the Quinn Ewers we have been seeing in training camp. So, yeah, like I say, I thought Zach Wilson kind of took a bigger lead and look, Zach's going to be the backup quarterback, right? We already know that. He's the $6 million man. He's also the direct calculated target of Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, but he did lengthen his lead and becoming the number two quarterback yesterday.
And Perk, was it very vanilla defensively? Because I've been, like, my whole thing is that now you have Chubb, you have Phillips, you have Chop Robinson, you have all these little fast linebackers. Like, I think that they could do some crazy twists and stunts up front with the athleticism. But it seemed like they were very vanilla because they know the weapons they have defensively.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, again, the first team defense, they weren't out there, you know, a series together. I think some of the secondary guys might have played a little bit longer, but you did see them trying to do some stuff. Willie Gay was in there with the starters. He got that sack, so you know that's a package. You didn't have Jalen Phillips out there playing, and so he's. I mean, Weaver's got some options. Those front seven, yeah, you can do a lot of things with that front seven, and I'm sure we'll see more of it in joint practice against Detroit, and probably in the game against Detroit if Mike McDaniel chooses to play the starters this week. He hinted that he might. But, yeah, I'm excited, man. I want to see what that front seven can do. I'm a little bit – I'm trying not to make too much out of Kenneth Grant being second team on the depth chart, and he wasn't out there with the starters yesterday. Benito Jones was out there. It was more of a pass rush package and a nickel package. But, you know, I think Grant has been okay. I want to see him do more. I'm not going to panic. Chop Robinson got off to a slow start. But, you know, when you talk about the front seven and the stunts and all that kind of stuff, I do want to see Kenneth Grant a little bit more involved.
Hey, Perk, do you think the physicality from the Bears in that practice on Friday led to the Dolphins playing their starters or I guess all the guys who were available yesterday in the preseason game? I'll tell you why. Your old colleague Omar Kelly was on our pregame show yesterday, and he basically made it seem like the Dolphins felt like they got punked by the Chicago Bears on Friday in that practice. The Bears took cheap shots. The Bears were dirty. They were overly physical. And the Dolphins had something to prove in the game yesterday. And if you do believe that that practice, that physicality led to the starters playing, because I heard that Tua, the Bears broadcast or the NFL Network broadcast reported that Tua had basically begged McDaniel to play him. Did the Dolphins prove anything with their play yesterday? Like, did they prove to you that they could be a physical team?
I'm more physical than they were last year. That's all I'll say, Lana. I mean, more physical than any team that Mike McDaniel has had, which isn't really saying a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. But again, you like to see it. It gets back to that Jordan Brooks, Terrell Dodson thing that, you know, I do want to see more attitude, more physicality from this team. I'm glad Mike McDaniel tried to run the ball. No, I don't think – I think this was more strategic than reactionary. That okay. Mike McDaniel had some things that he wanted to see from the starters, that he wanted to get them prepared for a game and see them go out there for a series. And I think that's more what it was as opposed to a reaction to what happened during the week. But, yeah, according to all accounts, yeah, they did get out physical during the week. And I'm glad that they're at least thinking about having a response, or at least that's a topic, because – I don't think it should be ignored. My season preview column is whether this team is tough enough physically and mentally to win a playoff game. And I think we're starting to see them move in the right direction. I don't think they have been the last 3 years under McDaniel.
Yeah, I feel the same way about this radio show, Perk. I wake up every day, I say, is this radio show tough enough physically and mentally to win a ratings book? And I'm curious what you think. You've listened to us. Are we tough enough mentally and physically to win a ratings book?
Man, I think mentally, definitely. I want to see some more physicality out of you and Solana. But, yeah, I think
you've been waiting a while, Perk.
Yeah, y'all are all there. Me.
What exactly is my window? How?
Well, the season opener is September 7th, Hawk. So you better, you know, this is why you got to start lifting all them weights, right?
What exactly do you want to see from me physically? Can I find that out at least? Because
just a couple of TikTok videos. Are you running some stairs or lifting some weight, doing something? I want to see something now.
How about an escalator? Can I do an escalator instead of stairs?
Pushing the button. Pushing the button on the elevator. That'll be it.
Yeah, you can run with a Walkman. He walks to Meisner Park with a Walkman on. That's his physical.
Yeah. You don't listen to cassette still, Perk? I do.
I'm on 8-track now. Come on now. I haven't moved up
yet. Yeah. That's my guy right there. Chris Perkins. So, just on the way out here, you said McDaniel intimated that the starters may play on Saturday?
Well, he said he's not sure what he's going to do in these last two games. He said they could, you know, they could get some time in either of these last two games. So he said he's leaving his mind open. I would like to see him go out there against a physical team like Detroit, especially if they're going to play their starters. Let's see. Muscle on muscle. Let's see how much progress the Dolphins have made.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm down with that. Chris Perkins, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, the Sun Sentinel app, sunsentinel.com. We always appreciate your time, Perk.
All right, fellas, thanks.